Bridge, XS Mobile.
JB2HXN0TR Mobile.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm okay if I never get out of this crazy traffic. I think people go nuts this time of year. We're over at Spartanburg. We just been to Sam's and are headed back towards home, Dave.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just stopped by a customer's house, and I'm heading back to my house. Got to grab a few parts and pieces and go to another customer.
You've been busy lately, and that's a good thing. If I get this car going in front of me, crazy. They just sit there. I think 99% of them are on the phone. They never lay them down, and they walk among us. Well, that's good. You're out and about. What area of the country are you in, Dave?
Well, I'm in Greer right now. I'm going to be heading to Taylor's here in just a few minutes. over by, there's a fire station over there. They live in the neighborhood behind it, so I got to go over there and see what's going on with that thermostat.
Just remembered we need to go to Harbor Freight. I don't remember where it's at over here in Spartanburg, so I guess I'll go to the one in Greer and pick up a impact wrench for the daughter up in Michigan is buying it for the grandson down here in Greer for Christmas and asked me to pick it up rather than carrying it on the airplane. Looks too much like a gun.
I know. I still got my old half-inch impact. I got one of those Blue Points 100 years ago. I bought it, and I still have it. It still works good.
On an impact gun, but my neighbor's got them, and that's all that counts. Oh, bye. It was cool this morning, David. 23 degrees at our place.
Oh, yeah. It was 68 in my house, though. So far, so good.
Stand it that cool anymore. We keep it 73 most of the time, and then during the day, 71. I used to laugh at them old-timers say, oh, you get old, your blood gets thin. I don't laugh no more, Dave.
Yeah, I hear you, but I can't run it up to 73 in my house. Man, I'd be dying in there. We keep it at 68 during the day and 67 at night. We like, you sleep in slightly cooler weather, and throw an extra blanket on and we're good.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you can enjoy it. If I let it get down that low, my head starts stopping up and I have, I don't know what they call it, deviated septum or something, and I get all stopped up and I just can't, I go out in the cold, don't bother me. But when it starts getting cool, like down around 68 or so, I start getting like sinus headaches or whatever. It sucks, but it comes with old age, I guess. Hopefully not for everybody.
Oh, no, I get them once in a while, too. You got to be careful. Heating will dry your house out quite a bit and create a little more dust. You got to be careful with that. Back in the day when we lived up in New York with a fireplace, we had one of those stoves that set into the fireplace, and we used to keep a little pot of water on top of the wood-burning stove to keep the moisture in the house so you don't get headaches.
I didn't realize it till a few years ago. We bought a humidifier, and how much better that is about keeping the coals and that away. It ran out of water last night. It's a big one. Sets in the hallway. And the humidity was down to 35% in the kitchen, I noticed. Of course, Bernice probably bakes that away. But it really makes a big difference. You get less coals and you feel better. But I didn't, I never could figure out why we get dust. And I change that filter every 3 months, and it's like a 1500. And I still get dust. It ticks me off because I'm kind of a neat freak, and I like to keep that dust down. And, well, it's just not good for you. But you're saying that central air can cause part of that?
Oh, sure. If the house dries out, it'll create more dust. Well, you also got to look at your ductwork if you're able to and make sure nothing is open. And your returns aren't open. I don't know where your ductwork is. If it's under the house or up in the attic or whatever, just double check. Make sure that everything is sealed up nice.
Any info, Dave? Ours is above the suspended ceiling in the basement, and it all looks, really good. So I don't think there's a problem there. And then years ago, when I had that drop ceiling put in, I asked the guys if they knew how to run ductwork, and they said yes. And they were real good carpenters, and it was back when carpentry was really slow. And I said, well, I want another return air put in the front room, because houses back in 89 when I was built, there was only one big return in the hallway. In the old days, they put a return everywhere, you know. And I think that helped out quite a bit.
Return on some systems, it helps to move the air around and bring back, air from different parts of the house, because that'll actually balance your house out a little bit. If you only have one return at one end of the house and the other end of the house, you're not pulling the cold air back or warm air back, depending. Anyway, Tom, I got to cut you loose here. I'm on my street. I got to run around the back of my house and load some bits and pieces and parts in here and be on my way. So I will talk with you a little later. I'll be back in here probably about 30 minutes or so. N0TRKB2HXS.
KB2H, it's a hex. Boy, that's a tongue twister, Dave. For me, anyways. I really enjoyed talking to you and Jimmy there yesterday, and hadn't heard Jimmy in a long time. He was right beside of me. And Phil was up there. Take care. This is N0TR73, thumb clear.
My good buddy Jimmy. I'm working in the desk. See you, Tom. KB2HXS.